And what I started noticing when I looked over these financial records and everything, I noticed that most of these wealthy people had invested in real estate or had invested in a business. Very, very few had 401ks. And so that started to make me kind of question, because I mean, we're taught up here that you put your money into the 401k and let it sit. And then when you're ready to retire, you start taking the money out of it. And so I would start to question the wealthy people on what their strategy was. And they told me that they look for investments in which they make money, cash flow immediately. They don't want to wait for the cash flow. They want cash flow immediately. So they don't like to have their money sitting. Now, whether that's sitting in a 401k or it's sitting in equity in a rental property, they don't want it sitting. They always want that money working for them and giving them a return, which usually means cash flow, monthly cash flow that's paid to them.
Welcome to this edition of Retire Well, Retire Happy, with your host, Annie Nelson, an Australian look at reinventing yourself for retirement and getting yourself retirement ready. It's always fascinating getting to know what people are getting up to in retirement, how they are supplementing their incomes, pensions, where they have chosen to live, how they are filling their time, what charities they are supporting, and what adventures they are having. Anne will also talk to experts in their fields, including investing, health, estate planning, financial advisors, and seniors' health care.
Hi, welcome back to the Retire Well, Retire Happy show with your host, Annie Nelson. And today, our special guest is Stephanie Walter from Irby Wealth. And Stephanie is a legacy cash flow specialist, a capital raiser, syndicator, real estate investor, and the CEO of Irby Wealth. She recently retired and sold her insurance agency of 16 years by following the key principles she teaches professionals to use. She teaches professional people to unlearn what most of us have been wired to think about money and re-educating people on attaining wealth that can be passed on to the next generation. She is a gateway between these professionals and well-vetted deals. Welcome to the show, Stephanie.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
We're excited to have you on the show as well. It's a big world out there, and there's lots of people trying to retire with some money in their back pocket. They don't want to retire and be on the pension. And you have a different approach to all this. But before we get into your speciality, can you just lead us down the path as to how you ended up as an insurance agent and coming up with your key principles? How did your journey start into the finance world?
Sure. Thank you. Yeah, I quit my W-2 job in 2006 and became an insurance agent. I was always very interested in being an entrepreneur, and I had a lot of experience with insurance, and so it just seemed like a natural step for me, and really enjoyed that. But by being an insurance agent, I interacted with a lot of people at all various stages in their lives, you know, the people just getting married, the people retiring, having children, all of that good stuff. And it really taught me to see who was doing things the right way and who might, you know, be struggling at certain points of their lives. So I became to watch these people pretty closely and also, you know, ask, you know, what they were doing that was working when I would see it working. And all along, I've loved real estate. So in Colorado, I invested in a lot of single family homes in Denver. And once I started doing larger deals, these what are called syndicated deals, I was approached by a lot of wealthy people that would want to invest in them. And kind of by interacting with them, I saw how they handled their money, which was a lot differently than the way that I thought about money. And, you know, just after, you know, having some interactions with them, I was able to kind of change my mindset about money. And that helped me reposition some of my money so that it would be doing better and giving me more cash flow, which eventually replaced my business income. And then in December of 2020, I was able to sell my insurance agency. So was happy to get out of the 9-to-5.
Wow. Well, thanks for sharing all that. It's amazing that you were able to build up your wealth or your income to that extent that you could actually sell your business. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
So wealthy people do things differently in regards to their money and their investments, you've just said. So would you like to share some of that with us?
Sure. Yeah, I think what I noticed when I started raising money for these larger deals, people have to usually provide their financial statements to prove that they are what's called an accredited investor. And that just means someone that has a net worth of over $1 million. And what I started noticing when I looked over these financial records and everything, I noticed that most of these wealthy people had invested in real estate or had invested in a business. Very, very few had 401ks. And so that started to make me kind of question, because I mean, we're taught up here that you put your money into the 401k and let it sit. And then when you're ready to retire, you start taking the money out of it. And so I would start to question the wealthy people on what their strategy was. And they told me that they look for investments in which they make money, cash flow, immediately. They don't want to wait for the cash flow. They want cash flow immediately. So they don't like to have their money sitting. Now, whether that's sitting in a 401k or it's sitting in equity in a rental property, they don't want it sitting. They always want that money working for them and giving them a return, which usually means cash flow, monthly cash flow that's paid to them. And I slowly started to put it together that, you know, cash flow equals freedom. And certainly that's what it meant for me.
So some people might think as you get older that owning a lot of real estate can be problematic, but there must be ways around that it isn't.
Yeah, and that's sort of what I do with the syndication. It's basically, it's a big word for just a group of people that buy a large commercial piece of real estate. And usually that's an apartment complex. And everybody, the investors put their money into it. And then there's a manager, a very experienced manager who manages the property. And every month pays the investors their monthly cash flow. And this became very appealing to me because, you know, I had 3 single family homes and I had some, you know, you have good tenants, but then you have problematic tenants or weather gets cold and you worry about, you know, frozen pipe or something like that. And I know I was just fatigued doing it. And so when I realized that I could take my money, put it into a syndication, and then get a check every month of at least 8%, that became kind of a no-brainer to me because I was like, oh my goodness, so I get this whole headache off my plate, and now I can put my money into a syndication and get that check paid to me every month. So it was kind of like a big weight off my shoulders as well. It was nice to have that monthly cash flow, which gave me a lot of freedom in what I wanted to do.
It's sounds very attractive for someone that's at the moment going through the process of updating a house and deciding to sell.
Yes.
Yeah, it sounds quite attractive.
I had back-to-back things happen. I think it was just I had a pipe that froze and huge water loss in one of my properties. And then in that same property, I had a tenant who was kind of difficult. And I think those things put together made me realize that this is not what I want to be doing for the next 10 to 20 years until these properties are paid off.
And do people, investors, tend to stay in the properties for a long time? Do many investors in syndications swap around, or how does it work?
Yep. Now, the way that it works, and it's different for every syndicator, but for us, we try to make our syndications pretty short. So people usually commit in their capital to us for 2 to 3 years. And right after the property stabilized, so that's within the first 3 months, they start getting that 8% preferred return. We hold on to the property for that 2 to 3 years and do all the things that we know will increase the value of the property. And then when we sell it, we right now, and granted these numbers change, but I can just tell you for the past 4 deals, then when we sell the property, we like to return a 25% annualized rate of return.
Wow.
At the end. And so then what the goal is we want our clients to love us and our investors to love us so they invest again and again. So when we sell a property, we like to have another one ready for them to invest in. And we've been very lucky. We have probably about, 95% of our existing investors will continue to invest again and again. And that's really the goal for it.
They're certainly very attractive interest returns and interest rates you're talking about. I've just had a letter from the bank for my mother and saying that her new term deposit fixed interest rate for the next year will be 0.25%.
Yes, I know. And I actually, my mom is, I put her in some of these deals as well. And, she's very conservative and these are very, actually they're very stable, very conservative projects. And, but I looked at, she had money in the stock market and I looked and the last 10 years, her return was 4%. And I was like, Mom, that's, I can do much better than that for you. And, but yeah, the interest rates, I come across a lot of people that have their money in the bank or they have it in a 401k and they're unaware of how much they're actually making on their money. And that's, that's problematic.
How do you work with people? Is it a minimum investment and do you only deal with locals?
No, we work with, people that are out of the country. We can work with people that are out of the country. It's so much easier now. We were just talking about this before we came on, is Zoom has just made a lot of a big difference because now people can see us face to face. Meet us, look over what we've done as far as our track record goes. And right now we have a project and we're looking for accredited investors, but sometimes we have projects that we will accept sophisticated investors. And those are people that have less of a net worth than $1 million. So we can work with both types. And as far as the minimum investment, we always say 100,000, but a lot of times people just want to try you out, just test out the waters and everything. And so we encourage that. And so we actually accept people that will invest 50,000 in our deals as well. Mm-hmm. So because we know we'll win them over with the way that we handle it, and the next deal they'll hopefully tell someone else about it and invest again with us.
Mm.
I think our goal, really, I know our goal is that we want our investors to be raving fans, and that's what we strive to do.
Okay. And are your investments in your area or could they be anywhere?
They could be anywhere. But what we found is we really like Florida a lot. One of my partners lives in Florida, so that makes it very nice. But we also have assets that are located in Texas. And what we found is, especially through COVID, is that these are the states that have kind of been, they haven't completely shut down like California did and some of the other places. So they've stayed open and they've done incredibly well. So I think it is really important that you find a market that's going to be very landlord friendly. And we did a lot of market analysis to pick our properties in Florida. And they've all, like I said, knock on wood, we've kept our distribution payments going all through COVID. And, you know, our properties have performed really well.
That's a terrific achievement. It's congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
So part of what you do, you're a financial educator. So how do you work with people?
I work with people, you know, at all stages. I work with people that are, you know, just trying to get some information about this type of investing and just kind of want to have a game plan of where they want to get. And maybe they haven't saved very much money or they just are, you know, they don't have a clear plan to go ahead with. And so I just basically, you know, like to sit down and talk to people, you know, it could be on an annual basis or on a semi-annual basis and just, you know, talk to them about some of their goals and what they want to achieve. Let them know whenever we have a property that comes up that might be a good fit for what they're looking to achieve. I don't think either myself or my partner really want to put people in our deals if they're uncomfortable. So we try to learn, you know, kind of what their goals are. But we definitely want to educate our clients and to the value of having that monthly cash flow. Because I know as far as Americans go, we don't really think about that a lot. We think about putting our money away and having it be in the stock market and it'll do whatever it does there, and not touch it until we retire. But it's a whole different thing to talk to people and get a mindset of you need to look for money, you know, for your investments to give you a cash flow return, ideally on a monthly basis, yeah. And how that can really change your life.
What you're saying sounds very logical, but we probably haven't been educated from a young age, and I suppose that would be a place to start, but most of us are so busy leading our lives that we don't really think about what's going to happen to us in the future. Do many people think about the future and the next generation when they're making their investing decisions?
Yes. I mean, I work with a lot of people, you know, that have kids, and once they kind of wrap their mind around this type of investing, which is, you know, investing really in tangible assets and investing in a property that has a value, not a stock that, you know, one day can have a large value and the next day have no value. So once they are familiar with this type of investing, I actually love working with newer investors because they just get so excited, you know, to really be in a project like this and see how it works, from getting their monthly checks to this time of year we get our K-1s. I'm not sure that will be a familiar term to you guys, but in the United States we get what's called a K-1 statement. It tells us about our income and basically our tax benefits. And investing in this type of real estate gives you really phenomenal tax benefits that we usually don't talk a whole lot about, because people are more incentivized to invest based on the cash flow. But when they do see the tax benefits, you know, on black and white on a piece of paper, they're like, this is amazing, you know? And so I enjoy that very much, you know, opening people's eyes to just an alternate investment.
Okay. Well, it sounds intriguing. Would you like to give a sum up now of how this could benefit anyone, this type of investing, as opposed to the traditional way of putting your money away, locked up to be used when you retire?
Sure. Yeah, I think that this type, you know, it's very easy to get involved with this type of investing. I encourage people, they can go to my website. There's a report that you can download that really talks about the five reasons that passive investing might be for you. This term, a syndication, a lot of people have never heard of it before, but it's actually been around for forever, really. But the people who have used it up to probably, you know, the past 20 to 30 years have been banks, insurance companies, and the very wealthy people. So it's just been recently that this type of investing has become available for just kind of, you know, an average everyday person to take advantage of it. But I've read one of my favorite books is Garrett Gunderson, Killing Sacred Cows. It's a weird name, but it's actually a really interesting book. And it does talk a lot about what I've said, which is, you know, just your mindset about money and really looking at the difference between getting a cash flow and check every month and how that can change your life versus just keeping your money and accumulating it and accumulating it. And unfortunately, I had a father that at 60 passed away very unexpectedly and suddenly. And that's a perfect example of someone who'd saved and worked his whole life, and he never got to enjoy what he had, you know, saved and put away. And so I believe you can do both. You can save money, but you can also enjoy a cash flow of an investment that you do.
Right. It sounds wonderful advice, because if you keep saving all your life, you don't get used to enjoying it, as you've just explained. And I've even heard that some people still, once they get access to their pot of money, still can't spend it. They're too afraid to enjoy themselves. So we don't want that to happen.
No. No.
How would people get in touch with you if they wanted to find out more about you or get access to your download?
Oh, yes. You can go to my website, which is www.erbewealth.com. And as I was telling you before we started the podcast, Erbe is the German word for legacy. And that's my passion, is to help people build a legacy of wealth for themselves and for the next generation.
Mm. Well, it sounds like you're already doing that, and it's amazing. In Australia, we start off investing in real estate, but it's usually our home that we're going to live in. So people know about investing in houses, and this is another way that they can extend their wealth. But having a cash flow is so important. And thanks very much for sharing that with the audience today.
Sure. Well, thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
You're welcome. It's been great having you on. It's been Stephanie Walter from Erbe Wealth, and you've been listening to the Retire Well, Retire Happy podcast show. Thank you.
You have been listening to the podcast show of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson. For more information on the show's guests and being retirement ready, pop on over to my website, www.annnelson.com.au, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Until next time, be happy, stay healthy, and help somebody.